So the second edition of my mum's book is now out through Andrews McNeil. It's so weird. I never actually thought that my first traditionally published book, if I was ever going to have one, I didn't even know, would be about my mum. And that's what I kind of love about creativity. You don't actually get to decide what resonates. All you can choose to do is write what resonates with myself. And there's so much stuff that I've written in the past that hasn't resonated with anyone except for me. And it's weird because I have posted some quotes from Mum in the past. I've read them aloud and they haven't resonated at all. But as soon as they're printed out and typed on a page, they seem to have resonated. I find that interesting. There's room for the reader to bring their own voice to Mum, even though she kind of, Mum sounded like, I've said it before, like kind of a female version of Alan Watts. Same smoker's cough, same kind of posh dictation, all that sort of stuff. But yeah, man, the new book's out today, this week. The links are still sort of spidering their way around the internet from Andrews McNeil. So the Andrews McNeil site has Darby Love that's on. So Darby Love's on Walmart, other bookstores, Amazon. It's all on Amazon. Australia, it's through Simon and Schuster. It's on Readings bookstores in Australia. UK, I think the links are still finding their way around the internet. But yeah, it's so weird. It's so weird going onto a local book site and checking it out, and beneath it says publisher Andrews McNeil. I was just like, after self-publishing for so long, mate, starting off with making zines in the 90s. Photocopied and stapled little books, and writing and self-publishing little things for so long, to find myself in the traditional publishing space. It's interesting and beautiful and amazing. The new edition of Mum's book is now hardback. And it has nearly 40 new pages to it. So yeah, it's like 128 pages, and the cover's brighter and more beautiful. I wonder if I can put it up on this while I'm actually talking. Probably can. Maybe I'll work it out later. But I'll read some from the first edition that are also going to be in the new one. Darby Love. This is the first edition of it, self-published. Darby Love, it was 4 a.m, so I went for a wander in the streets in my dressing gown and locked myself out. But then I met two lovely drunk men who danced with me until daylight. Eventually a neighbour with a spare key woke up and let me in. If I read it in Mum's voice, it'd be like, oh, Darby Love, oh, it was 4 a.m, so I went for a wander in the streets in my dressing gown and I locked myself out. But then she kind of talked like that, but even more posher. It was pretty trippy. Here's another one. Oh, this is her kind of cheekiness. Darby Love, I'm full of secrets. Would you like to know one? Well, I'm not telling. She'd always say, I know so many things, Darby. Do you want to know? No, I'm not telling you. You didn't ask properly, or she'd say, yeah, anyway. Here's another one. Darby Love, I can't talk right now. I'm late for an appointment. I've always lived in my own time zone, and no, they're not expecting me. It's a surprise appointment. Darby Love, you're never alone, and we are also terribly alone, both at once. The wind, the stars, the birds are all beautiful strangers. All this. Darby Love, because we die and just vanish, technically all our friends are imaginary friends, but that doesn't make them less real. It means we're all made of magic. Here's one more. Darby Love, automatic door sensors won't recognize me when I enter a shop, and the security alarm goes off when I leave the shop, and I haven't stolen anything. We are invisible and guilty in this fake human-made reality. Yeah, so I'm almost kind of just checking all the links every probably twice, two or three times a day, going, are they up yet? Like, can I pre-order one yet? I have to admit, I've pre-ordered, I think, four books from four different shops just to get one from four different books from around the world, even though I'm going to get some from the publisher anyway. There's no way I would have survived from 2020 onwards if it wasn't for self-publishing. That was able to buy me just enough time to get out of full-time work and do my own thing. Yeah, self-publishing was a miracle. Like you can actually make real money out of self-publishing. I was making just enough to get by. Like if I could have probably pushed faster and harder. I listened to a podcast by Bukowski's editor, John Martin, from 2012. And he talked about if you can write a book a year, that's when things really start taking off. And I listened to that about a week ago. And that's what I was doing the last 5 years. I was kind of writing a book a year. Like I knew that, okay, I'd quit my job. I wasn't going to go back to it. So I had to write. I had to treat writing like a job and turn up even if I didn't want to write. And a lot of the time, a lot of good stuff happened when I wasn't feeling it at all. And when I was feeling it, nothing happened. So you just never know. So I just turned up, I was releasing a book of poems a year. In each of those books, there was about 50 poems. I had to write maybe, it's about 500 poems I have to write to then whittle it down to 50 poems to make a book. But a lot of those other, the excess of 450 poems that I threw in the bin, a lot of the time those ideas keep brewing and they end up turning up as even better ideas than the ones that I'd put into the book in the first place. But that can often take maybe a year or two. So nothing's a waste. It all goes back into it. It feeds in on itself. There's no such thing as, yeah, shit. But yeah, it, at the time while you're writing it and you're feeling like, oh, this is shit. And actually it can bring me down. It makes me feel like, what's the point in even living? That's dramatic. But it feels true. That's just, that's how it feels at the time. But eventually those ideas turn into gold. I've always wanted to work for myself to get, because I don't want to work with anyone else and rely on someone else to do shit. But the thing is, creativity is like another person. You can't rely on it. It just turns up when it wants. And so you've just got to turn up and just hope that it turns up as well. I should call my creativity a person's name. Maybe that would help in some way. So now I'm just curious as to the kind of adventures that Mum's book will lead to. I've always thought creativity or making something and putting it out there is you create a world and it becomes like a passport to other people's worlds. And so it's, yeah, you write this almost passport of the heart. And so all of a sudden I'm finding myself now I need an actual passport in the real world as well. I'm looking forward to where that will lead me. I love the idea of like Michael Connelly's detective novels. When he writes them, he has to travel to the locations to suss them out so he can write them better. I love when creativity leads you down the garden path and down rabbit holes and you've got to physically go somewhere in the real world. Creativity is almost like a map, but you're making the map as you go along while making it and then after. So I've made Mum's book. Now I'm curious and interested to see where that actually leads in the real world as well, like outside my little bubble of Melbourne, Australia. That's the fun part of creativity. I'm not going back to the same old office building or place to work or whatever. It's like I wrote a passport to another world. And I've come into contact with a lot of interesting artists over the years by making that little passport of the heart. And some people I would never talk to them in my entire life. But then you just end up chatting to some people who are pretty well known, some people who aren't well known, but they're all artists and they all have the same common kind of goal. Common goal. It almost doesn't make sense to say that, common goal. but I'll just say it for lack of a better term. I love that. I love that about art. I love that while making it can lead you weird places, and after you make it, it can lead you weird places. I guess that's what I liked about drunkenness too. That's a little bit more poison to the body. Can lead you to weird places as well in the mind and in real life. But yeah, art. I love that. So I'm excited to see where this leads. I'll have to get a passport, make shit happen. But yeah, my mum's new book. It's a second edition, 40 new pages, hardback. The cover's beautiful by the designer Diana Andrews McNeil. And editor Kate's been pretty amazing. Yeah, it's out. It's out. You can pre-order it. I'll put the link in the description shit below. This is turning into a bit of a skip ad situation, isn't it? So I'll stop it there. If you'd like to leave a review on Apple, Spotify, or a comment on YouTube, I'd love it. Cheers.